Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting introduces you to the candidates of the 2018 election. We've invited each candidate to join us for live interviews on In the Moment between now and November. Today, we welcome Carl Perry. He's a Republican. He's running to represent District 3 in the State House of Representatives, and he is joining us on the phone from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Carl, thanks for being here.
You are welcome, and I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to hear what you would like to talk about.
All right. Well, I want to talk about you first. Give us a little idea of your background and why you're campaigning now.
Okay. I can give you a few different things. First of all, with a background, I spent 30 years in business with, over 30 years in business with the collection business. I worked with Wells Fargo and with Common Collection Service and Progressive Financial Services. And in business, I've had a few people working for me, up to like 600 people. And my current position is, as of April 30th, I'm in a retirement mode, and I am still looking for that golden opportunity, but this has given me a lot of time to work on my campaign, which is really kind of timely. And I've had experience with three different companies that are in the book that Jim Collins wrote, Good to Great. And I think he wrote that in 2002. But they interviewed, I think, 1,480 different companies, and they ended up with the 11 great companies and the 11 good companies. And I worked in management with three of the great companies, which included Wells Fargo, Philip Morris, USA, and Pitney Bowes, and all three out of Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Really?
I did have to move for some positions with those, but it was basically in Aberdeen.
And do you think you learned things from some of those business models that you think are going to transfer well to a government public service role?
Absolutely. Some of the things that I've been experienced in going on a little bit more is I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and moved to South Dakota when I was 10, lived on a farm, and so I had the agricultural background. I actually, when I was 14 years old, I was cultivating corn, and that's usually something that someone quite a bit older does, but I had the tenacity and the ability to do that. And I also had some really good experiences in school. I went to a country school called Pershing School, and I always tell people I was the smartest kid in the class and the best athlete. I was the only kid in my class.
Wow. So you have an understanding of different towns in South Dakota as well, and some of that rural perspective.
Absolutely. And I think having the rural perspective and having a business perspective are both important. But a couple of the other areas that I've done is I've been in peer before, in a lobbying position, not as a lobbyist, but just there listening and learning. And I've been to, like this last year, went to the Aberdeen Days in peer. And I've also done some stuff with national basis. I worked with two groups. One of the groups was called the National Council for Higher Education Loan Programs. And the other one was the Coalition of Higher Education Assistance Organizations. And that was an organization that I spent 20 years on their board, and I was the vice president of the group at my most recent time with them. So I've had quite a few different experiences in education, quite a few different experiences in fundraising, and quite a few different experiences in business. So I think that I'm going to be very fortunate to be a well-rounded candidate. And probably two of my other strengths, if you want them, would be that I've been married for 44 years, same woman, and she's a wonderful gal, and her name is Cheryl, and she came from the Northville area, and she was on a family farm, and so we both have an agricultural background. We have two boys. One is living on the East Coast, and one is living on the West Coast. So if we go on vacation, we can go to either coast and see family and friends.
Nice. Let's talk about some of the legislative issues. What, as you listen to people in your district, what do you think are some of their priorities that you would like to bring to the Statehouse?
That's a good thing to talk about. The first thing that is utmost right now in everybody's mind up in our area is a drought. We're having some really bad situations with agriculture, and so we need to represent our area with agricultural needs, and there's really no way that a legislative person can make it rain, but I can tell you that it's important that we get behind those people. And we also, one of the other things that I work on is I'm active in my local church, which is New Life Fellowship. It's a non-denominational church, but they have a program called Stevens Ministry, and so I'm a Stevens minister, and I help people who have some real critical issues like divorce or grief, you know, as far as somebody dying in the family or someone moving out or moving, you know, sometimes empty nest syndrome and things like that get people a little bit upset and concerned, so we help with those things too.
Give me an idea of when you talk about drought and some of the challenges that are faced by farmers and producers in the state, are there legislative solutions that you have in mind that you might bring forward in order to do what you say, which is to represent those people and be their voice and peer?
Well, the important thing to remember is that you're not just representing the area that you're from, you're representing the entire state. And there are areas of our state that are just the opposite of drought. They have way too much water now. And we will do whatever we can to help with agricultural and natural resources. But what I'm going to try to concentrate on, and hopefully will be given that opportunity, is working with appropriations. And if not that, then working with commerce and energy or with local government. Those are the things that just jump right out and I would say are very interested in. Also taxation and transportation, health and human services, and government operations and education. So pretty well interested in quite a few different things. But as far as specifically being able to give you something that we're going to do to solve the farming crisis that we have right now with drought, there's nothing that we can do. We can just suggest to people to pray.
All right. Carl Perry, he's a Republican. He's running for the State House of Representatives from District 3, and he joined us today for a quick introduction to just meet the candidates. Carl, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate your time, Lori, and I do have a website. I do have a Facebook location. I do have PayPal set up, and, you know, I have some video snippets so that people can see who I am. I've started going door to door, looking forward to the challenge and the opportunity. And I guess the three things that are most important in my campaign is I plan to listen, then learn from what people are saying, and then react instead of just having my opinions as the number one focal area. I'm going to try to work with my people.
All right. It's carlperry.com, Carl with a C, C-A-R-L. Thanks, Carl.
You have a great day.